You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 6, if you open your Bibles. By the way, tonight and next Wednesday, the last two nights of Patch the Pirate. And please thank, there's an army of adult workers that work with your kids. Thank them so very much, especially next week, the last Wednesday before the fall. Write them a thank you note. Would you do that? Would you write them a thank you note? Thank you for working with our kids, and thank you for all that you've invested in our family's life. And then we'll start the Summer Chums. And Brother Reimers, the Summer Chums is awesome. And he has missionaries that are videotaping for our kids, all the kids in the Summer Chums program, sixth grade and below. They'll hear from missionaries live. It's going to be great. Come on, Brother John, you sing, please.
Time measured out my days. Life carried me along. In my soul I yearned to follow God, but knew I'd never be so strong. I looked hard at this world to learn how heaven could be gained. Just to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can't tell you where I'd be. Wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me, I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running but losing the race. Were it not for grace, so here is all my praise, expressed with all my heart, offered to a friend who took my place and ran a course I could not start. And when he saw in full just how much his love would cost, he still went the final mile between me and heaven, so I would not be lost. Were it not for grace, I could tell you where I'd be. Wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me, I know how that would go. The battles I would face, forever running but losing the race. Were it not for grace, forever running but losing the race. Were it not for grace.
Your Bibles tonight. Thank you for the good music. Thank you for the good crowd here tonight. And I'm looking forward to our Bible study. We looked at 12 words that are words to live by in the Christian life. Now we're on week number 4, and I'm looking forward to the Bible study tonight. But not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, we're going to begin a six-week study in the book of Jude with Brother Fanera. And I'm very excited about it. Mr. Treber and I will be here every service, but he's going to teach for 6 weeks on the book of Jude. I'd like you to begin to read the book. It's a very powerful, very insightful book for today in which we live. And then I'll come back and forth periodically through the summer and also teach on words to live by, words to avoid. Tonight, words to avoid, we said avoid the word vanity. Years I spent in vanity and pride, self-will. And then we saw the word bitterness. It can't be bitter at any, you internet people, that you get in every issue of everybody's life, don't do that. Here's a zero, a guy who does not have a following. He's got two people, his mother and his aunt. And he writes something about somebody and everybody chimes in. Don't waste your time with that nonsense. Most of what's on the internet is not true. Most of it. I know KMVBC is on there, that's true. But most of the internet garbage is not truth. And then we saw the word slothful or sluggard. Don't be a sluggard. Tonight, I'm a living proof of this word. It's a word you want to avoid. I got up real early this morning and got in my car, and I had a gift card for a coffee shop, so I thought I'd drive on over and get a cup of coffee and then come to the office. It's still very early. And I'm heading down Montague to the coffee shop. The speed limit's 45. I'm doing 55, almost 60. And so immediately I slowed down and I got talking to myself. Have you ever talked to yourself? Nothing wrong with talking to yourself. When you answer yourself, something's wrong. I answered myself. I got it going down. I said, I'm going to tell the police officer I get pulled over. I'm going 51. And immediately the Spirit of God convicted me. That's a lie. I wasn't going 51. How many in this room find it, you're not going to want to raise your hand, so don't. Easy to lie. It's easy to lie. Easy to embellish things. Easy to make something sound better than what it is. I've had a policy all these years. In fact, someone says, how many are you running in attendance? We haven't counted the attendance since COVID. That's a long time. We don't know how many were running in attendance. I used to study it every Monday morning for how many are the buses, how many cars. I know what's in the buses, but I don't know what's our attendance. I have no idea. But for years, people would say, what's your attendance? Well, let's say our attendance that week when we were young was 1,096. I said, man, I never said one time we had about 1,100, because that's not the truth. We had 1,096. I always tell the truth. People ask me, what's your enrollment? I tell them what our enrollment is. Someone asked me, how many are in church tonight? This is a 3,000 seat auditorium. I'd say there's 6,000 or 7,000 people here tonight, a great crowd. You know, we're told, listen to this, we're told that 90% of people say they lie regularly to those that are the closest to them. Sir, I'd suggest you never lie to your wife. It's gonna, when it catches up, you are gonna lose the confidence of your wife. You can't lie to your wife. You can't lie to your husband. Why would you ever wanna lie to your husband? Why would you lie to your children? Why would you lie to your parents? Brother Panera's in Christian school working. Your kids are wonderful. But the first line of defense normally, Brother Fanera, for children is to tell a lie. Brother Oxidine, you're in college work. The first line, Brother Everson's in college work. First line of defense generally is a lie. And you have to probe and you have to go deeper and deeper. And one day you might get the truth. I found that in dealing with couples. I refuse to meet with the woman and then not the man. Yeah, you have to meet together. Because 45, 50 years ago almost now, I can recall a lady came in the morning and she told me the most horrific story about her husband. It just ticked me off that he would treat her like that. Well, I called her husband. I said, I want to see you tonight. I think it was a Tuesday night, believe it or not. But I said, I want to see you tonight. So he came in. He told me a horrific story about his wife that was just the opposite of what she said to him. I got them together. And guess what? When I got them together, things are okay in our marriage. I thought, I'm never going to do this alone again stuff. You've got to be very careful. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, I want you to read chapter 6 with me. And I want you to read chapter 6 and verse number 16 and 17. Proverbs 6, 16 and 17. Ready? Begin. God hates a lying tongue. God hates it. I love the songs that Patch the Pirate have given us, especially the children's songs that we sing at chapel. Tell the truth, never tell a lie. Oh, tell the truth till the day you die. I've been watching that whole family there. That's Brother Octavio, your whole family and your wife's family here. Dad, I just saw you and we're glad you're all here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. I was watching you sing, little lady. You are singing the songs. You did a good job. God bless you. So tell the truth. You know, you parents, you ought to have limited rules in your home. God says you can run an entire nation with how many rules? 10. You get these 10 commandments, you can run a nation with these 10 rules. Don't give a lot of rules to your kids. Sit down and ponder, and husband and wife talk about it. How many rules do we want raising these children? But one rule you ought to make sure that you emphasize: we will have no lying in our home. Sally, Susie, because it's normally a Sally or Susie, it's not a Frank or John, but Sally, Susie, we're going to tell the truth in this home. And I would never yell. I would never scream. I'd never pound your fist. But when you discover your children lie, and let me tell you something about your sweet little kids, they'll lie to you. I know sixth grade blow her out, but your kids, they will lie. No one wants to be caught. They're gonna have to be taught that lying is wicked. And when they lie to you, don't say anything at first. Don't say a word. Just look at them. Spend 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Just look at them. Are you going to stay with that story? Because, by the way, Daddy knows all the story. Let's tell the truth. I've told this illustration so many times, you know it, but I'll make it very brief, that a very handsome man and his wife, Wednesday night before church, were in my office on Clyde Avenue years ago, and they finally wound up divorcing. That boy was so handsome, and his wife was so beautiful. They were just a striking couple. He could not tell the truth. He lied about everything. He lied about his wages. And one day she caught him that he was arrested. And the arresting officer called their home, and it was a house phone, and got it. And she had all the paperwork, had it all. And she said to him, I was sitting there, and she said, I didn't know she was going to do this. She said, have you ever been arrested for anything? Oh, no, I'd tell you if I was arrested. Have you been arrested for anything like this? No, absolutely not. I would not do that. I would not do that to you. And I'll never forget it. She very patiently pulled out the papers and said, these papers say that you were arrested. And he said, I'll never forget it, that is an absolute lie. And he started lying. And you know, he was so convincing, I thought it was a lie. She said, I'm done with this marriage. I can never get the truth out of you. She stayed with him for another year or two, but I believe they divorced thereafter. God hates lying. We go to a court of law and you have to raise your hand. I promise to tell the whole and nothing but the. God wants the truth. Here's a man. They've got this man on video pointing a gun at that health director and shooting him. They've got it on video. One of our college graduates works for that man, was his right-hand assistant. She said he was a fine Christian. But he's walking and he got shot by this man and killed. Left two kids. She said a fine man he was. They've got it on video. Last week, that boy that shot him, he pleaded not guilty. How could you be not guilty? You shot the guy. You got it on video. You shot him. That's a total lie. God wants the truth. If this church is going to experience revival, I mean honest Bible revival, we're going to have to start telling the truth. Turn with me in your Bibles to chapter number 10. Chapter 10, let's read together verse number 18. Chapter 10, verse number 18. Ready? Begin. You're a fool if you lie. You are an absolute fool. Just tell the truth. Turn with me in your Bibles, chapter 12. Chapter 12, please. As you turn to chapter 12, let's look at verse number 19. Ready? 12, 19, begin. It's just for a moment. It is going to catch up with you. We recently sold our little MG, that little convertible we had for our 75th anniversary. It was 50 years of age. Our 50th anniversary was, and it was 50 years of age. And the man wanted us to put down, as we sold it, don't put the dollar, I'll put the dollar amount in. I said to our staff member, no, we always put everything down what we said we sold it for. And we put it down, we sold it for X amount of dollars. You have to tell the truth. I bought a car a couple of years ago, and I sold a car a couple of years ago, and the man said, he goes, listen, this is a lot of money for this car, and I just leave the dollar amount. Well, it's okay, it's honest. It's okay, everybody does it. Let's not put the dollar amount. I said, I'm not gonna sell it to you, sir. His wife was there. She said, I love this car. It's everything I wanted. It was a Yukon. She said, it's beautiful. But he goes, well, let's leave the dollar amount. I'll fill it out. I don't want to pay all those taxes. I said, sir, I'm a preacher. I've got to tell the truth. Hey, God says it's but for a moment. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to chapter number 12 and verse 22. 12, 22. Ready? Begin. 13, chapter 13, verse 5. Ready? Begin. Let's go to chapter 17, please. Chapter 17. God hates lying. God cannot, God's eyes are running to and fro over all this whole earth, 2 Chronicles 16:9, and he's watching who he could bless and who he said, this person loves me so much, I'm gonna put my blessing on him. But you're lying, God cannot bless you. I'm praying in my own life that I would be living in such a way, I promised you somehow, I promised you for a month now that somehow without raising the funds, we're gonna get that $1.2 million this summer. I promise you. I don't know how. I don't know how it's coming. It's trickling in, and I understand that. People just keep tithing and giving and go beyond, and I praise God for you. But friend, I've got to be in such a position with my life, it's so clean, it's so godly, it's so right, that God can bless me. so that you can be blessed with the overflow. I want you to pray that Jack Treiber would live a godly life, a pure life, an honest life. Turn with me, if you will, to chapter number 17, verse number 7. Ready? Begin. God hates lying lips. 21, chapter 21. You're doing great tonight. Chapter 21. Let's look at chapter 21 and verse number 6, shall we? 21:6. Ready? Begin. Let's read, if you will, chapter number 26, the last one I'll have you turn to right now. 26:28. Read it like you mean it. Here we go. 26:28. Ready? Begin. A lying tongue. You know, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, there's 132 verses, and yet 20 times God talks about truth, truth, truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If I'm attached to Jesus, I'm going to be a truthful man. If I'm attached to the devil, John 8:44, ye are of your father, the devil, who is a liar from the beginning. If you're one of those students here tonight in high school or college, and I know most of our college students are not here, but I understand that. But if you're a student and you cannot tell the truth, get on your knees before God and say, help me just today to tell the truth. The next day, help me today tell the truth. God, help me be honest. Help me face up to what God has for me. In Jackson, Mississippi, years ago, three boys skipped school till 10 o'clock in the morning. They went fishing. Nothing wrong with fishing. They could have told the teacher we went fishing. That's why we're wrong. But they all conjured up a story that they had a flat tire. And they tried to change it. So the teacher, she knew they had gone fishing. She, you know, teachers know everything. And teachers have eyes in the front and in the back of the head. You know that, right? You know how that's how teachers do. I can remember Mr. Vargas in seventh grade. He was writing on the chalkboard. And as he was writing on the chalkboard, he said, Mr. Treiber, stop messing around over there. He had to have eyes. He wasn't even looking at me. And it wasn't me. It was my twin sister. Well, I just lied. It was me. Those three boys, and the teacher said, fine. Thanks, fellas, for telling the truth. Flat tire. You sit over here, your head over here. You sit over here, away from him, you can't see. You sit over here. She handed them all a piece of paper. Said, what tire went flat? All three of them answered a different tire. They lied. You've got to tell the truth. If you're going to miss work for some reason and you're not sick, you got to tell the truth. I'll lose my job. Well, tell the truth. Maybe you have sick days or days you can take off and you don't have to be sick. I don't know all about that, but I do know that God wants us to tell the truth. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Colossians, and I know I have to hasten now. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, please. In Colossians, chapter 3, Paul is writing to these Colossae saints. The Colossae saints were involved in an area living in Turkey. Jerry lived right here, Jerry Dill. Where did Jerry Dill go tonight? Jerry, are you in church tonight? He's... Oh, he's in Patch. That's right. But Jerry lived in Colossae, outside of Colossae. I preached from this book for months, and he said, everything you tell about is true. And they were all given over to the goddesses, and they're all given over to their religion of lies. They never told the truth to anybody. But look what God's word says in chapter number 3 and verse number 9. Can we read it together? Ready? Begin. So my suggestion number 1 is don't lie to one another. Now, I don't know how you're going to get out of this when some lady cooks you a meal. You know where I'm going with this. And you've got to have soda to swallow it. You got to have water to swallow it. You got to plug your nose. It's terrible. Has anybody other than myself, has anybody ever had a meal like that? Three honest people. How many have never had a meal like that? Brother, it sounds like you've had to. You're old. You've had to have a meal like that. Never. All right. He guess he's telling the truth. He's in church. I'll also see him at the altar here in a few moments. Well, I tell you what. Sometimes you have to eat things and it is terrible. It is like, where did this come from? And by the way, nobody here. So just keep making me the chocolate chip cookies and the macadamia cookies and the white chocolate cookie. You know, just keep making all that and keep making me the butter chicken. I like that butter chicken, Indian food. And I like Espanol food and I like Korean. I like it all. But God says, don't lie to one another. How simple is that? Don't lie. Just don't lie. The second thing God says, let's go back to Proverbs 14 for a moment. And I'm almost done. In Proverbs 14, look what the Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse number 5. 14:5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Patch a Pirate wrote it so well, tell the truth, never tell a lie. You know, if you start telling lies, you're going to have a good memory of what you told. Mark Twain says you have to have a great memory if you're just lying your way through life. Look what the Bible says, and go one more text. Isaiah chapter 30. In Isaiah chapter 30 tonight, in verse number 9, this is a rebellious people. Isaiah 30, verse 9. Let's read Isaiah 30, verse number 9 together. Isaiah 30, page 739, if you have a Scofield Reference Bible. 30, verse 9. Ready? Begin.
That this is a rebellious people.
You're going to have to require truth in the home. There's a man and his wife. They were members at the First Baptist Church of Jerusalem. And everybody was selling their goods. And they sold, but they kept back a part of it. But they acted like they were giving all of it. And Paul says in the book of Acts, why has Satan put this in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? You see, I'm not just lying to my wife or my husband, you say, or my children or my parents. I'm lying to God. Why has Satan put this in your heart that you'd lie to the Holy Ghost? And the Bible says he gave up the ghost and died. And a few hours later, his wife comes in and they said, what have you sold it for? How much? And she said, he says, but he's at the door that carried your husband out. And guess what? Now you're going to die as well. She died. God, whose only truth, I am the way, the truth. He's only truth. God cannot lie. God wants us to not tell a lie. So with your children, make sure that your children understand they have to tell the truth in your home. Abraham Lincoln was called, what was Abraham Lincoln called? Honest Abe. Honest Abe was working in a New Salem post office in 1836, and it became so slow with business, they closed it down. So he closed the books out, and he took the $17 that was still remaining left over, and he wrapped it in cloth and put it in his attic in a trunk. About 12 or 15 years later, I forget how many years, 12 or 15 years later, the Postmaster General showed up and said, we need the money. Was there any money left? He said, wait a minute. He went upstairs and opened that box and that cloth, and he said, there's $17 left. I've been waiting for you. He waited for 12 or 15 years with that money. Why? He was an honest man. I want you to pray for your pastor. I want to be an honest man. I want you to pray for your own life that you'd be an honest man. Our Father, tonight, help us not to lie. Help us to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. And tonight, I want to encourage you to use this altar. Maybe tonight you want to come and say, I am committing my life on this night. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to live my life telling the truth.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.